We welcome you into our PhiladelphiaEagles.com postgame show presented by Rico, Dave Spadaro, joined by Adam Kaplan as the final seconds of the game in Lincoln Financial Field wind down. The Eagles trailing Kansas City 26-16. A very tough night for your Philadelphia Eagles on a night that had so much suspense and exhilaration and a buzz at Lincoln Financial Field. The Eagles starting this game poorly, never catching up. And we have a lot to talk about. Adam Kaplan, how are you?
I'm good. It was an odd night. You know, a lot went on here tonight. And I think the three games in the short time period kind of hurt them. I think it got caught up to them. And very sloppy, especially in the first half. I mean, to start the game, you got turnovers. And then unbelievable, four in the first half.
Yeah, you speak to that first one here. Demaris Johnson fumbling the opening punt. And really a shame because the Eagles defense had held, and then they held again for 3 points. And then Michael Vick throws the interception, bounces off the hands of Derek Johnson into the hands of Eric Berry, and he returns at 38 yards for a touchdown. The Eagles in a 10-0 hole right away. Eagles trying to get things going, but boy, they just couldn't do it. A bad snap from Jason Kelce. Five giveaways in all for the Philadelphia Eagles, one on special teams, four on offense. Michael Vick struggling on this evening. 13 of 30, 201 yards, one touchdown pass. A great one to Jason Avant. Two interceptions for Vic, 95 yards rushing. But numbers that don't really mean much, Adam, when you cannot score points.
It was almost hard to believe it. You know, the turnovers set the tone. You had four turnovers in the first half, leading to 13 chief points, and that just killed them. And getting behind the eight ball like that was a struggle for them. Then Donnie Avery was the big story for the Chiefs, Dave, on offense, and Jamal Charles as well. Avery and Charles combined for 14 receptions for 221 yards, and the Eagles just could not stop those guys. The big plays once again over the middle.
And Donnie Avery, three times catching passes on third down, one of 19 yards, one of 15 yards, one of 10 yards in third down situations, third and 19, third and 15. Third and 10, the middle of the Eagles' defense, really, once again, as they did against the Chargers, giving up big plays. We'll have Jeremiah Trotter along in just a bit here to break that down. But Adam, you know, a missed field goal, a missed two-point conversion, big kickoff returns, the fumbled punt, special teams not helping out at all. Eagles looked flat. They really just could not execute. Big plays brought back because of misalignments on the offensive line. Chip Kelly's going to have some explaining to do in his post game. The Eagles now 1-2 this young season and three road games in succession here. The Eagles have not won at Lincoln Financial Field since September 30th, 2012. That's a span of eight straight losses on their home turf. And the Eagles need to find a way. Yeah, the Eagles need to find a way, Adam, here. It's a full year, a full year of games, eight straight losses at Lincoln Financial Field. So we will get you over to Lincoln Financial Field in due time here as Chip Kelly meets the media, as Michael Vick meets the media as well. Stunned, I guess, Adam, the way the Eagles offense performed.
Almost hard to believe. And the thing is, they got ball controlled to death again, almost exactly like last week, just over 20 minutes. It just didn't work tonight. There were some good individual performances. Shady McCoy, after he got hurt, it looked bad. It looked like he was stunned. He was in pain, writhing in pain. Then he got up. He hopped along a little bit, was gone. As you saw early in the third quarter, he came back, and he did a great job. And he was one of the lone bright notes, I thought, for the offense tonight. But
For the Eagles, LeSean McCoy, 20 carries, 158 yards, the touchdown. Jason Avant, five catches, 87 yards. But DeSean Jackson, three catches, 62 yards. One a 40-yarder, so really not much else. Riley Cooper, two catches, 29 yards. Where are the tight ends in this offense? Zach Ertz, one catch for 5 yards, and Brent Celek, two catches for 18 yards. Let's talk about the defense. Jeremiah Trotter, the Axeman, breaks down some of the problems the Eagles' defense having in the middle of the field.
Now, you have to know your personnel. This guy standing right here, Alex Smith, he hasn't thrown the ball over 15, 20 yards all season long. Now you have the Eagles in the prevent defense, three-man rush. They're dropping everybody back to the sticks. You got Donnie Avery up top. He's going to come in on a little shallow screen. All three receivers here are going to run straight up the field and block those guys. It's basically just a screen to the wide receiver coming underneath. And as we play it, you'll watch. Dun Avery's coming underneath, catches the underneath route. You got four blockers out in front of him. Now, at this point, it's a good play by the Kansas City Chiefs. But one of these guys has got to get off a block and get the defense off the field. But you see these guys, they're sticking on the blocks. Nobody comes off. Safety's back here. He's watching the whole entire play, but never comes up to make the hit. First down, Chiefs. Now we go to the next play. Pause it right there. Go back one. Next play, same exact formation. This is like the next series. Now you have third and 19. Three receivers up top, Donnie Avery at the bottom. Same exact formation. They run Donnie Avery underneath on a quick screen. Three guys out to block. Running back release out the backfield. You got four receivers downfield blocking. Let's play this. Third and 19, guys. Quick screen underneath. Somebody has got to recognize this formation and come up and make a hit and get the defense off the field. You can't keep dropping to the sticks. You can't go into prevent defense on third and 19. You got to put pressure on Alex Smith or go man-to-man, make the ball come out quick and make the tackle. Back to you guys.
Well, thank you very much, Jeremiah. Great job there. We will go back to Jeremiah Trotter in just a bit here to talk about the defense. It was a night, Adam. It was a special night. Look, the Eagles retiring the jersey number 5 worn by Donovan McNabb for 11 seasons here, and a really inspiring halftime ceremony. Of course, the return of Andy Reid, which probably didn't mean a lot to many of the players on this roster because it's been such a turned over roster. But Adam, the Eagles just didn't bring their game tonight. Emotionally, physically, they just did not seem, inspired, on edge, hungry. I thought this team would be hungrier than the 2-0 Kansas City Chiefs.
And in fact, I thought having the short week after the tough loss last week against the Chargers might help them, but it did not. And that first play, Demaryius Johnson fumble, I think that really set the tone. I really do.
Yeah, it did. And the Eagles defense, at early on, able to step up and keep the football team in the game. Now, Chip Kelly will be asked this question. Eagles trailing 10-0. They score a touchdown, a beautiful throw from Michael Vick to Jason Avant. Pressure in Vick's chest. He floats it into the left corner of the end zone, and Avant makes a diving catch. The Eagles then went for 2 points. It was a swinging gate play, a direct snap to Zach Ertz that is generally done when there's an imbalance on the line. The Eagles feel like they have an advantage. It's an automatic check, an automatic call. Adam, your opinion of what that play is all about. Well, do the Eagles err in running that play?
Here's what I could tell you, and this is something I knew was going to happen. When I watched Argan, Chip does things that are a little bit unorthodox. He'll go for, a fourth and two or fourth and one at his own 10. He'll go for 2-point conversions early in the game. This is what he does on film study. If there's something they see, a void in special teams coverage or some formation they could take advantage, he's going to do that. It just didn't work. Execution was not good enough.
And Adam, I don't know if it would have, who knows if it would have cost the Eagles, but certainly just tipped the momentum just a little bit. Eagles never really able to get it back. And despite all the problems, with all the turnovers early on, the Eagles still in the game.
They had a shot.
At the half. And then later in the game, in the fourth quarter, LeSean McCoy, big touchdown run, 41 yards, and the Eagles within a touchdown. And then the defense cannot get off the field as Kansas City moved from inside its own 10-yard line all the way into field goal territory. And once again, moving the chains, short passes, timely screens, the running game at times working very nicely when the Chiefs needed it. And Andy Reid leaves Philadelphia a winner.
Yeah, and Jamaal Charles was really good tonight on the screens and flare passes. I thought the game plan by the Chiefs was actually pretty good. I know there was not a lot downfield, but they took advantage of the voids in the Eagles' defense. You got to give him credit. This was a good job by Doug Peterson and Andy Reid tonight of play calling.
All right, Jeremiah Trotter, let's go to Jeremiah one more time here and take a look at what the Eagles failed to do on defense in crunch time. Jeremiah?
All right, guys. This particular play, you got first down here at the bottom. You look at the clock, 4 minutes left, second. We got to get off the field. They come out with three wide receivers down here at the bottom of the screen. You got Trent Cole rushing here. He rushes, but after he didn't get there, he gave up on the rush and starts to drop back in pass coverage. You have to be relentless to the quarterback, which Trent Coleridge normally is. I'm not sure what happened on this play. You got Jamaal Charles, who sneaks out the backfield, catches the ball for about 5 yards. Then you're going to have your linebacker, Michael Kendricks, drop here and miss a wide open field tackle. You have to break down, make that tackle, clear your screen, run the play. Now I'm thinking if Trent Cole keeps going to Alex Smith, maybe he get a sack. They lose Jamaal Charles in coverage. Michael Kendrick makes the tackle, first down, and he's off to the races. Plays like this, guys, will get you beat. Back to you guys.
All right, Jeremiah, thank you very much. Got to figure this out, Adam. Why the middle of the field is the area that teams are attacking? I know Chip Kelly's coming up here in just a moment, but any thoughts on the play? Is it the linebackers in general that's happening here?
You know, I was when I was taking notes during the game, every time Patrick Chung was down in the box, it was like there was this void of 10 to 15 yards, and they took advantage of it every time.
Yeah, we're going to take a look. Chip Kelly should be at the podium here at Lincoln Financial Field in just one moment. Dave Spadaro joined by Adam Kaplan, the PhiladelphiaEagles.com postgame show presented by Rico. We will get to your phone calls in just a little bit here, but first we want to hear from Chip Kelly. Adam, prediction on kind of what the theme of this postgame press conference will be.
I mean, if Chip is as honest as he's been, he's got to feel like this is totally sloppy. I mean, that's the thing. We talked about this, the tone setter of the fumble to start the game. They actually wound up with 6 turnovers. Vic fumbled late in the game. The Chiefs, this is almost hard to believe. No turnovers so far this season. That's why they're 3-0. They are very efficient. They don't turn it over, and they don't beat themselves. When you don't beat yourself, you got a chance to win every game.
I didn't think that many of his mistakes tonight were the cause of pressure.
No.
I just thought Vic
was rattled, I thought.
He looked indecisive. There were times when I thought he could run. I thought there were times when he threw the ball one time down the field for Riley Cooper, and underneath he had Bryce Brown running free. You look at the numbers here, and they're just not going to get it done. And 95 rushing yards, that's all well and good, including a 61-yarder. But it's not about the numbers other than interceptions and touchdowns accounted for. An interception, a fumble, a bad night for Michael Vick. 5 giveaways for the Philadelphia Eagles.
Yeah, rough one. In fact, the first 2 games, I thought he was terrific. In fact, 2 of the best games he's ever had. But this game, bad. There's no question about it. Indecisive, I totally agree with you. He was rattled from the beginning. He was able to muster a couple of nice plays, including the Jackson down the right sideline. It was a beautiful pass and a good catch as Jackson got his feet about.
So. All right, let's go over to Lincoln Financial Field. Head coach Chip Kelly meets the media.
The short week caused any of those turnovers? What did you see?
Nah, you can't win a football game when you turn the football over like that. We're not blaming it on anything except our poor execution.
What did you see on Mike's 2 interceptions?
On the first one that got returned, we got to get it out a little bit quicker, I think. And, you can't do that against a good football team like that.
Aside from the turn of the snap,
the beginning of the second half, that thing just came back hot and was coming back real with a lot of steam on it. And then the other one, I think Jason thought the quarterback was underneath the center. But we'll get the exact on that for you guys. But that's what I think happened
in general,
on the second snap.
In general, it seemed like the Lions did not do a great job again.
Yeah, we gave up too much pressure tonight. A lot of times they're just rushing 4 and they're getting to the quarterback extremely quickly. And we're not even getting to the top of our drop and we're getting too much pressure. And we can't, put Mike in a lot of bad situations. And I think we've got to clean that up.
Losing individual matchups, or was it missed assignments?
No, it was individual matchups. I don't think anybody came clean, but I think we got beaten some individual matchups against some good guys. But, that's what this game is all about. It's about execution, and it comes down a lot of times to one-on-one battles, and we did not win the one-on-one battles.
Did they do anything different against Deshaun, or did Flowers just do a very good job against him?
They kind of rotated the safety over the top a lot, and we're always – if Flowers was underneath them, they were kind of working to get him help. We got him free on that one. If you watch it, they were leaning heavily towards him, which I would do too.
Why the 2-point conversion in that situation?
We thought, we've worked on it for a while. And we thought when we scored our first touchdown, we were going to try to line up, and if the number count was right, we were going to fire it over there and see if we could get it in. So,
was the number count right?
Yeah, we thought it was. Yeah, the guy came from the inside and tackled us.
Chip, how important is these next 10 days to kind of get your guys refocused, back on track? After a very good first half of Washington, they've had some issues since then. So.
They have, and it's about execution, and that's what this game's all about. We have to come back and not put ourselves in these situations. You can't turn the ball over like that in this league and expect to win. You know, we can move the ball up and down the field. I think we've proven that. But if we're going to put the ball on the ground, as we did a couple times in the first half, and throw interceptions, and that's not gonna win football for us. And you can't lose a turnover battle. You lose a turnover battle, you're gonna lose a football game. And you know, I will credit our defense. I thought they played with a lot of heart. I thought they played with great effort. You know, but we to come out of the first half at least when you know with just that many points, we held them to. You know, and we gave them seven. And we gave them seven of those points. And after only four turnovers, but we've got to do a better job on the offensive side of the ball, executing, and we're not executing right now.
Sorry, you have a lot of things in practice that you do to work on ball security. Mm-hmm. Do you feel like whenever the team reconvenes, you got to do more or try some different things?
No, I mean, you look at the two fumbles, one of them's on a punt return, and the other one's a bad snap, you know, so I think the running backs and the people that were securing the ball did a decent job. I think we got to do a better job in making better decisions when we're down in there tight. And understand about how we got to field the punt down there, and we obviously got to get a communication cleaned up in terms of what Jason thought on that play.
What happened to him?
I know they said it was a leg, but then they said he was back. So you know, they just kind of tell me he's out, and that then all of a sudden he came running back in. So I don't think it was extremely. I don't think it's serious. You know, I know he played pretty well in the second half there, but they didn't tell me exactly. I know it was his leg or his foot. I think.
Chip, last year, Michael had trouble with deflections. Mm-hmm. Obviously, worked on that.
I don't know. A lot of times those deflections are, you know, it doesn't matter who you are unless you're Will Chamberlain. You know, you're trying to throw the ball and the defensive line's getting their arms up. You know, I think we got to do a better job. I think it really comes down to protection, you know, and we'll continue to work on that. But I don't think, you know, Mike's got to shoulder all the blame on that.
Your defense hasn't been as How much do you think that is attributed to them being on the field too much, or is it something
I think a lot does. I mean, you can't certainly turn the ball over like we did because it does put those guys back out there. You know, part of our job offensively is we need to hold on to the ball and sustain some drives, you know, so that we can get some plays run and try to get their defense gassed, you know, and that falls on us offensively from a responsibility standpoint. I've always said it's about plays run, and we're not running enough plays. We just can't go out there and throw – an interception that's returned for a touchdown, or then get a drive going and then put the ball on the ground. You know, we call them self-inflicted wounds, and we got way too many of them for us to be a successful football team.
What was the difference for you guys defensively? I mean, you guys obviously played a lot better in that regard.
Yeah, you know, I think our defense has always played with great effort. I think they're starting to get familiar with each other. You know, it's the same thing. We got a lot of new players over there, a lot of new faces, and obviously a brand new scheme, and they're starting to get comfortable with it. And but the one thing I've told them, and I've told them since we started, that if you play with great effort, good things will happen to you. And I thought they did play with great effort. We got to do a better job on some of those third and long, you know, that we gave up. But, again, I look at them in the fourth quarter, and I think a lot of that has to do with us offensively not doing our job and keeping them out there way too much.
Did Vinny show you enough tonight to maybe merit some more playing time moving forward?
Yeah, I think Vinny did a really nice job rushing the passer tonight. So. You know, we'll continue to, and that's what Vinny's done. He's continued to develop, and, you know, I was happy to get him out there. I thought Vinny did some nice things.
On punt returns, what's keeping you from putting Deshaun back there?
We have put him back there. You know, we put him back there a little bit in the Redskins game. Really depends on us right now. When we're in plus 50 punt, we think Damaris is the guy. Really don't think we're going to get a return. He's been a real shorthanded guy for us. So, you know, obviously that was kind of a surprise to everybody in that drop. And then, you know, usually if we're getting Deshaun in, it's when they're kind of kicking out of their end. Well, we know we got some time to see if we can get a return set up.
What kind of feel did you have for your locker room at this game? You
talk to your guys? I think they're disappointed, you know, and rightly so. You know, I think as a group, we didn't do what we were supposed to do. We didn't execute, and when that happens, you don't get a real good feeling in taste in your mouth. You know, I thought our fans were outstanding. I thought the energy level that they had here was unbelievable, and we didn't give them a performance that merited what they brought to the game.
There were times. You guys were down close to your offense, close to the goal line going out. I forget exactly when it was, but Michael was looking back to the sideline for another play. Were you just kind of sending in a new play based off the defensive look and personnel that you saw?
Which way were we going?
You were going north end zone. Mike, everyone was backing off the line. He was looking to the side.
Yeah, sometimes we run some check with me's in the red zone, you know, so trying to see what we're getting from a look and then try to put us in the right situation.
Are you worried about Alex Henry yet, or is it too early for that?
Yeah, I think it's too early for that. I mean, I've seen Alex consistently hit the football. I know he's missed two. But I think when Alex misses right now, I'm surprised that he misses because I think he's been so consistent.
Why do they have so much success that would lead you to believe that you would have this kind of a gaps in the execution and offense? I know it was a short week for you, but
no, a short week is not an excuse. So let's not even go there. They had the same week that we had. We didn't do what we were supposed to do, and we have nothing to blame on anything or anybody. That's not what we do. We don't make excuses. We didn't perform well enough.
You play with Donnie Avery in the middle of the field quite often. What was the issue there?
Yeah, I think, you know, you got to look at it, but I think they're throwing a down the field shallow route and then picking up blockers. You know, it's a neat little play, but you know, we got to be able to get off of blocks, recognize what they're doing, and then get off of blocks and make plays. But they did a decent job of, you know, it was an underneath throw, and then their receivers really aren't running routes. They're turning into blockers, and you know, it's kind of a downfield screen, but not a screen. They don't throw the blocks until after the ball's completed. It's a good little scheme, and they executed it, and we didn't.
You bringing him back Monday to practice?
Tuesday.
Tuesday, okay. And in that time period between now and Tuesday, do you feel like you'll be a little bit more heavier personnel evaluation than normal in between games or practices? You got to play three games in 11 days here, so do you feel like you've got a lot of personnel evaluation to do as you prepare for this next game?
Yeah, I mean, personnel of our own team?
Yeah, you know, maybe some guys – more time, less time, that type of thing. I mean,
yeah, but we do that every week anyway, so it's not like we have more time to kind of analyze it. We'll be in tomorrow morning early as a staff and do, you know, go through our same schedule that we normally do.
You seem to have a moment with Andy before the game. What did you say to him? Is there anything?
Hello? Just normal. You talk to every pre, you know, I talked to Mike McCoy last week. I mean, it's just a kind of a deal that head coaches do when, you know, before the game, you usually kind of chat with the other guy, ask him how the trip was. Basic coach 101, I guess. I'm looking here and not there. I'm sorry. I'll go to you in a second.
Okay. It seemed like Michael Vick was out of sync the whole game. Was it just anything that he was doing, but he was also kind of, telegraphing the ball at different receivers and all?
No, I don't think Michael was out of sorts the whole game. I thought Mike did some really nice things, and I think we got to do a better job protecting Mike and give him an opportunity to set his feet and throw the football. Can we shift back? Yes, we can.
So on that play call, you had the option there. It wasn't just.
No, never is. Never is.
Thanks, guys. Thanks. Nick will be in here very shortly.
All right, that is a very honest Chip Kelly, Adam. We're going to hear from Michael Vick in just a couple of minutes here, but did not blame Michael Vick, blamed the offensive line for a lot of the problems. The Kansas City Chiefs, Adam, winning the battle at the line of scrimmage.
Justin Houston, number 50, 3.5 sacks, Dave, in the first half, and the Eagles just could not pick him up. Taba Hali had a good game, and Lane Johnson for the second straight game, not playing at the high level we expected. Great week one, not so good this game, and even when Vic had time, the pocket would break down a little bit, and he just had nowhere to go, and he struggled tonight a little bit.
It really goes to show how advanced NFL defensive coaches are. Once they get film on you,
yes.
In particular Lane Johnson, the scheme of the defense, but I mean, they catch up so quickly.
Well, you and I have talked about this. At some point it would happen, but I would also say this. If the offensive line would have given Vic more time, I think this would have been a more competitive game. But I also think Vic was rattled early. You saw that interception there. That was a bad pass. He was off balance, and that was another problem for him tonight. His feet weren't set a lot. Balls were behind him. You saw the pass to Riley Cooper there. And then once they got some going with the run game, then they turn it over.
Yeah.
So it was shades of last season.
Yeah, really, other than the throw down the field 40 yards to Deshaun in the passing game, not much explosion at all. And we have been used to seeing that. Last week, certainly, it happened against Washington. The Eagles were able to strike quickly. Tonight, other than the LeSean McCoy run and that 40-yard pass, hard to come by the big plays.
Yeah, and I'll tell you, Macklin not being here tonight was an issue.
Okay, all right, let's go back to Lincoln Financial Field and Michael Vick.
Mike, what's the nature of your injury and how are you feeling?
I'm good. I just got both of my ankles rolled up on. It went away quickly. And, you know, I was going to come back in the game.
Wanted to be out there. What did you see on that first interception in the first quarter?
First interception, I you know, the thing is, what hurt so much about that play is, you know, I knew exactly what I needed to do. I had press coverage on one side, and I just tried to take the easy way out. If I just throw the fade on the other side, it never happens. And, you know, I didn't make a good throw, made a poor decision, bad ball, and there's something to learn from. And, you know, I never second-guessed myself like that again.
You've done, like, the first couple of games, you did a really good job of, you know, taking care of the ball. Obviously a little bit different. What was different about
this? It was really nothing different. Like I said, I predetermined what I was going to do and then second-guessed myself. I had the right decision that I was going to make in my mind. It was the correct decision, and I tried to do something outside of the box, and it didn't work out for me. The second one was just a misread, and I missed them. And, you know, those plays you can't have against a good defense like this. You know, I've got to make every play count, and, you know, I solely take responsibility for what happened tonight. I was in control of the offense, and I didn't get the tempo going. I didn't, you know, move the ball the way we were supposed to move the ball. I didn't get the guys going the way I was supposed to get them going, and we just didn't execute, and they were the better football team.
Obviously, Andy knows you well. Do you think what he knew about you helped him scheme you up tonight?
Well, I don't think their scheme was, you know, that complicated. I don't think they tried to do anything outside the box. They didn't blitz. You know, they just sat back and played the way they always play and the way we've seen them playing other teams on film. That was their scheme. And, you know, they do it and they did it well.
Why did it seem so hard to get into a rhythm? It seemed like you never really got into that.
Yeah, we had the turnover and then, we get a score and then we come back and we have a get good field position, we have another turnover, and then, you know, you're moving the ball and you have another turnover, and it's hard to get into a rhythm. Next thing you know, it's halftime, and, you know, you got to come back out and you're down, and you got to score points. The good thing is, you know, we know exactly, you know, why we didn't play the type of game that we wanted to play, and we got to go back to the drawing board, regroup, and figure this out. But, you know, I'm confident that we will. And we got some time to do so, and we got to get ready to go to Denver.
Were they doing anything differently to kind of try to take Deshaun away? It didn't seem like you had any deep opportunities with
that. No, it was one-on-one. They played off a bit more. They didn't just press. And when we did get some press opportunities, we took advantage of it downfield. But we got to take advantage of those opportunities all the time, execute. You know, on all cylinders, and we just didn't play well tonight by any stretch.
This was a big night for two guys who, you know, meant a lot to you in getting you back in the NFL, Donovan and Andy. Were you especially amped for tonight? I know you've been around for a long time.
No, I wasn't amped at all. I wasn't caught up in the hype. I wasn't caught up in what was going on. It was just another football game, and I tried to approach it that way. I didn't look at it any different. And like I said, they were just the better team tonight. We didn't execute at all on offense. We didn't do the things that we're typical of and we're capable of. And, you know, it hurt our football team tonight.
Do you think your football team, especially your line, might be fatigued with three games in 11 days, running such an up-tempo offense, practicing as hard as you do? Because it seemed like your line deteriorated at times tonight when they've had very good.
I don't know. I have to go back and look at the film. I think if that was the case, I think those guys just have to be honest and what needs to be done to help this football team move forward. We rely on them, and without them, nothing is possible. So we have to take full advantage of the things that we do well. But, if it's an opportunity to maybe back off a little bit, then maybe we have to. And I think, you know, one of the leaders of that group needs to step up and say it. But I think for the most part, you know, everybody was feeling good. And, you know, hopefully if that was the case, they'll be honest. But I don't know. I don't think so.
Mike, a week and a half ago, it seems like you guys were unveiling a new offense. And that first half seemed to come out all guns firing. If you found the last 2.5 games, it's been harder to kind of spring that offense, element of surprise, something innovative on the defense. Have they caught up to you guys already?
Well, I think teams are just coming out and just, you know, playing, you know, basic vanilla defense. There's not too much they can do, and it's just mano a mano. It's man on man. And, I think our coaches are capable of figuring it out what we need to do to help us, put ourselves in better positions. And, you know, I can say our coaches, but it all starts with us at the end of the day. We're the ones out there playing. You know, all 11 guys take care of their responsibilities, and everything tends to work. And we just have to, you know, hold ourselves accountable and responsible and watch the film, work harder, and bounce back.
Did you feel comfortable out there? And it seemed like you held the ball a little bit too long. Were you uncomfortable at getting your feet set and all that?
Well, they did a good job in coverage. You know, the one thing I could say, they're a very smart defense. They knew exactly where their responsibilities were. Safeties covering number three and putting themselves in a position to make the plays that, you know, they were making. And you know, that's credit to them. You know, they put themselves in a position to be successful in this football game. And, you know, to say that, you know, we didn't, you know, do our jobs correctly is probably the only way I can put it. You know, so like I said, we got to go back to the drawing board. You know, we got two losses outside of the conference. We got to stay focused on you know, what the big picture is. And if we do that, then, you know, then we'll be all right. But we have to take care of, you know, of our business internally first.
Mike, you have 10 days to go to Denver, tough place to play. I mean, how much work has to be done? How much has to be corrected, in those 10 days?
Well, we'll watch the film and figure out what needs to be corrected, what has to be done. You know, Coach Kelly's a smart coach. He'll figure something out. But we got to start faster. We got to score more points, and we can't leave any stones unturned. We got to put our defense in a position to, you know, call different defenses and play the way they're comfortable playing. And you know, like I said, put ourselves in a position to just score points.
Mike, that first quarter run was the longest of your career. What did you see on that run, and will that encourage you to tuck the ball?
Defense shot up the field. We had a great call made by our offensive guard in the center, and you know, I was able to spring the run. You know, got out in the open field, tried to protect the football, and you know, wanted to score. It would have been great to cap that drive off. I think we did score in the next play, but you know, it was a big play. We just need more of that.
Did Jason think you were supposed to be under center on that fumble snap, or did he just hit it off his thigh?
I don't know what happened. You know, it just hit off his butt. I don't know if he thought I was going to be under the center or not. But most of the time, 95% of the time, we're not. If we under the center, we'll call it. But you know, Kelsey, he'll take responsibility for, you know, the things that happened, the mistakes that he made, just like I will, just like anybody else, and that's being a professional.
Did you get the sense that their injuries at some points just weren't legit?
I mean, regardless of what, I think Fly was it. I think the one at the end, I think he was hurt. He had been nursing an injury, and I think, you know, he wasn't able to return. But we can't feed into that. You know, if that's the case, then, you know, it's so be it. But, you know, we got to keep pushing, keep fighting.
All right, thanks.
The three games,
anybody else coming in? McCoy's coming in, too. Yeah.
So a very disappointed Michael Vick meets the media and talks about, Adam, what we've talked about, what Chip Kelly has talked about, correcting mistakes. It's been a theme of the Eagles for the last couple of years. Too many giveaways, too many turnovers, and the Eagles giving it up 5 times tonight, taking the ball away 0 times. And as Chip Kelly says, you're not going to win football games that way.
No, and it's interesting. Chip Kelly said it, and Michael Vick said it. Losing individual matchups. It's amazing on offense. The offensive lineman got beat Bailey tonight. This was their worst effort in a line that potentially is one of the top three, I think, in the National Football League. Then defensively, we talked about the passes over the middle of the field. I just think that there's been some mental errors. I mean, when this continues to happen, the same thing over and over, someone's not doing their job, and there's mental breakdowns out there. And I just don't understand why this keeps happening. But offensively, that's the thing. I thought the defense did actually improve tonight. Offensively, I do not know what happened tonight. Why did they not score more points? But yeah, we talked about the turnovers. I get it. They got ball control to death once again for the second straight game. Something's got to be corrected here.
What's your biggest concern? Give me 3.
You know, I can't believe I'm going to say this. I'm going to rank this in the top 3, offensive line. I totally did not think so.
Because
after
you expected
one,
the offensive line
to
be
dominant.
So dominant.
Yeah.
Right.
First week, I thought it was tremendous.
Yeah.
After that, probably the pass rush. I know they went up with 5 or 6 sacks, but that didn't really happen in the first half. They got them later. And then the coverage, just not good enough. The middle of the field, so you could rank them any way you want, but those would be three. The coverage has got to be better. The offensive line's got to be better. Give Vic more time. And just, you know, the middle of the field. Also the tackling. Once again, we didn't talk about that. Some bad tackling tonight.
Yeah. Well, we're going to take some phone calls on the other side. We thank Adam Kaplan for joining us here. We're going to have Jeremiah Trotter sit next to me and answer some questions from the fans. Thanks very much, Adam. We'll see you next week. We want to hear from you, 215-320-5170. It's the PhiladelphiaEagles.com postgame show presented by Rico. We are coming right back.
He drops into the end zone. He pumps. He looks. He is going deep. And the pass is caught by DeSean Jackson.
Hi, I'm DeSean Jackson. You're watching PhiladelphiaEagles.com.
Back in the day, I busted up some plays. But you'll never find me in busted coverage because I have auto insurance from AAA. AAA gives this safety blanket coverage and saves me my favorite color, green. AAA, use it for all it's worth.
Together, we make the NFL Ticket Exchange the only place to buy and sell verified authentic NFL tickets, which means we make sure your name is on your ticket.
Enjoy the game, Gary.
Guaranteeing the day belongs to you. We make memories guaranteed with your name written all over them. NFL Ticket Exchange. Together, we make football.
Maybe I should get that.
Maybe you shouldn't.
Brian Urlacher?
I'm back to defend you from DirecTV's latest offer. With DirecTV, your bill more than doubles after a year.
Not cool.
And they lock you into a 2-year contract that could cost you over $3,000.
That's a lot of cheese.
That's why the smart play is Xfinity. They've got everything a football fan could want. Go long. Don't get sacked by DirecTV. Oops. Xfinity is your home for the most live sports. Call 1-800-XFINITY today.
These days, you can find me on the road, at the movies, shopping, or traveling. And I do it all with AAA. For roadside assistance, discounts, and travel planning, AAA has you covered. AAA, use it for all it's worth.
Cancer can move fast, but Jefferson is keeping our patients ahead of it. With the fastest growing medical oncology program in the region, treating cancers with a team of multi-specialty experts who work together to provide seamless care. Helping us earn NCI designation and widespread respect. Cancer has a strategy. Divide and conquer. That's why we give our patients our undivided attention.
Discover the difference Jefferson's Kimmel Cancer Center makes. Call 1-800-JEFF-NOW for an appointment.
Hey fans, I'm Brian Westbrook, and you're watching PhiladelphiaEagles.com.
We welcome you back to our studio here at the NovaCare Complex. Dave Spadaro, joined now by Jeremiah Trotter. And Trot, the offense that has been the talk of the league tonight, 4 turnovers from the Eagles and a lot of pressure. Michael Vick, your read on what happened tonight?
Just tough night. Turnovers, really couldn't get the offense going. Defense had their struggles and had some bad breaks. Vick threw a couple bad balls, but there were some tip balls, bad breaks for a pick six. And, you know, just weren't able to get anything rolling tonight.
I just expected the Eagles to come out of the gates flying here. It did not happen. Let's get some fan phone calls here. Skyler in Virginia joins us on our postgame show presented by Rico. Skyler, good evening.
What's going on, guys?
Hi.
Man, hello. That was one of the sloppiest games I think I've ever seen.
Yeah.
Like, oh, man, just from the onset when Johnson, oh, man, I was like, oh, okay, so that's the kind of game they're going to play. Like, I just knew from that instant, that's what the how they were going to play.
From what instant, Skyler?
The drop of that punt that.
The DeMarvis Johnson punt, right.
Yeah, from that moment on, I was like, oh man, okay, well, that's how it's going to be.
Yeah, and this is a play that, Jeremiah, this is a routine play, a fair catch.
Right.
And it really did, as Skyler suggests, it did set the tone for what happened tonight.
Yeah, I mean, even before that, the kickoff return, the game just started off really bad, man. Yeah. And the momentum shifted early, and the Eagles were never able to get it back.
Yep. And it's a game of momentum, guys, let's be honest.
One of the worst things, though, like besides that, I'd like to comment on those third and longs on defense. Oh, my God, man, that is embarrassing.
Yeah, yep, Skyler, thanks for the call, Skyler. Jeremiah, you talked about it, third and long, killing this football team. For the night, the Eagles' defense allowing just 6 conversions on third downs. But, boy, some of those were big ones.
They were huge, man.
And how do you get off the field? What is going on with it? Tell me about the linebackers. What are you seeing from the linebackers? We're watching the game here in the last few minutes, and you know, you did not seem happy with the linebackers.
Man, it's everybody. The linebackers, the secondary, they got you on one play, the third and 15, little screen play underneath that I talked about earlier, but you can't come back and allow them to get you on the same exact play on third and 15. Somebody has to recognize, hey, this is the same set. It's 3rd and 15. Let me come up and make this tackle and get the defense off the field.
Are the linebackers playing downhill enough? You made your career as a downhill linebacker.
Right. No, they're not. I mean, I'm seeing too much shuffling to the side when these guys are running the ball. You have to get downhill, attack the line of scrimmage, and dictate to the offense where you want them to run the ball, not just standing back 5 yards deep, 6 yards, and catching the running backs.
All right, let's go to Texas and talk to Kawan, who joins us. Hi, Kawan. Welcome to the show.
It's Kwan.
Kwan, hey, Kwan.
Yep. Hey, how's it going?
Good.
Hey, man, I was just, like, embarrassed by the way, like, some of these defenders played. Like, Michael Kendricks, like, I mean, it seems like every time he's in open field, he's going to miss a tackle.
Well,
Patrick Chung, he's going to miss a tackle. Yeah. And then, like, and then everybody sees, like, I mean, I'm pretty sure every fan can say, oh, third and long, they're going to throw it to Avery. And then they keep doing it over and over again. But it seems like everybody knew, like, they're going to throw it to him, and they can't stop it. And it was just plain embarrassing.
Thanks for the phone call. Jeremiah, your thoughts on missed tackles, open field, Eagles at times overrunning some things here.
Yeah, a lot more missed tackles tonight. I thought the first two games of the season, even though they couldn't get off the field, they tackled well. Tonight, the tackling issues surfaced, and you have to be a good tackling team. If you can't cover anybody and you can't put any pressure on the quarterback, you better be able to tackle. And they didn't do a good job.
And here's an amazing – the Eagles had 5 sacks tonight, 5 sacks. But the Kansas City Chiefs on third and long, especially in the fourth quarter, a drive that just drives you nuts. I mean, the Eagles get back in the game, LeSean McCoy, the big touchdown run, and there goes – The Kansas City Chiefs with, 11 minutes left in the game. Let's see, they had the ball the fourth quarter, they get the ball with 11 minutes left, Trot.
Right.
And they run it out. They ran it all the way down to 2 minutes left. Yeah, 2 minutes left in the game.
Yeah.
3 minutes left in the game. 3:20 left in the game. They took it a 15 play, 75 yards, 8 minutes and 15 seconds.
Could not get off the
clock. And it just kills you. And what does Bill Davis have to do to get this defense? I don't know. Is it a mentality thing here? Is it the scheme? What we've talked about it last week. We've got to talk about it again.
I think it's a combination of a few things. 1, talent. 2, philosophy. It seems like those guys are just kind of sitting back and just letting guys run plays. You have to dictate. You got to bring blitzes off the left, blitzes off the right. Allow your linebackers to be more aggressive in the run game. You know, clamp down on receivers. You know, try to anticipate what the offense is going to run. Because when you do your scouting, these guys, they run the pretty much same game plan every week. They like to do certain things on third and long, second and short. And you got to try to anticipate as defense coordinator what the offense is going to do.
You know, the Chiefs start that final drive with 11:31 to go in the fourth quarter at their own 5-yard line. They convert a 3rd and 10. They convert a 2nd and 2, 2nd and 8, 3rd and 1. Just too much. Let's go to Sam in Harrisburg, who joins us on the post-game show. Sam, good evening.
Hey, what's up? How are you?
Well, we're not good. You know, we're sitting here really very upset that the Eagles are 1-2 right now.
Yeah, man, me too. One thing I have to say is, I know we all been bashing on Nate Allen, but really, I mean, we have to give up on that experiment. Honestly, I feel like I mean, if you're uncomfortable with the rookie being in there, I feel like Kurt Coleman would be as a better playmaker than Nate Allen to begin with. So if you're uncomfortable with playing the rookie, you know, throwing Kurt Coleman.
Well, I thought Nate Allen, I know on the touchdown run he had a problem, but I thought for the most part Nate was pretty good. He made some plays. He had a sack. He made a tackle for a loss. But listen, I'm not Sam. You can point that way to a lot of players on this defense. When you give up so many plays, particularly on third and long, there's something fundamentally wrong here. When two teams attack you in almost, it seems, to the layman here, Trot, identical fashion. Last week, San Diego doing that thing over the middle, the little rub play. Today, right. The little screens. Something's fundamentally wrong with the defense.
Yeah, it is. I say when things fall apart like that, at the end of the day, you have to go back to the basics. You know, if the zone coverage schemes aren't working, guys are still running open in the middle of the field, at the end of the day, you have to be like, we're paying you millions of dollars. Man up, pick your man, like, I got this man, I got that man.
Yeah, it's not.
Man up and stop somebody, you know, if the zone isn't working.
Well,
you know?
Hey, thanks for the call, Sam. The idea that you man up somebody and challenge players, that's not what it's all about.
No, I mean, those guys out there fighting hard, but you got to have somebody. Man, I said it earlier, step up and make a play. Third and 15, third and 19, the same exact play. Teams repeat successful plays. You have to have a memory bank that you can file that away and come out the next time you see that set and say, hey, watch for the underneath screen. Somebody should be yelling, watch for the underneath screen.
Well, the Chiefs really didn't throw the football down the field. You know, you talked about it earlier. Alex Smith doesn't do it.
That's not what he does.
Yeah.
Well, he's not a good down the field quarterback. When you watch film, you break down your film, you're doing your homework, you'll see that. And to drop back 19 yards to the sticks and allow them to hit an underneath route, that to me, that's just not good game planning.
All right, we're going to take a break. When we come back, Kenny from New York will join us. We'll also hear from LeSean McCoy. Terrific game from him after a really scary moment late in the first half. He went down, he ripped off his helmet. We were concerned that it might be a serious injury. He got up. The crowd at Lincoln Financial Field gave him a standing ovation. Then he came back and kept the Eagles in this game. But it was not enough on this night as the Eagles fall to 1-2. Dave Spadaro, Jeremiah Trotter, we return in just one moment.
Fans, I'm Brian Westbrook, and you're watching PhiladelphiaEagles.com.
Hey, Philly, what are you drinking?
We're drinking Dunkin'. We're drinking Dunkin'. Go Eagles!
Dunkin' gives me the boost I need.
Pumpkin ice whipped cream, perfect for fall.
Medium hot, cream and sugar. No other way to drink it.
America runs on Dunkin'.
At Sports Authority, we have all the name brands you love, like Nike, Under Armour, Adidas, and The North Face. We carry fitness equipment, camping, bikes, baseball, and more. We offer a rewards program, The League, which earns you 5% back. And we'll match prices with our ad price match promise. So why do we do it? Because we love sports just as much as you do. All the best brands, all the best value. Sports Authority, all things sporting good.
One more! Let's go, yo! Woo!
Ready, one more!
One more,
let's get it, let's go.
Proven hydration to help replace what you sweat out.
NovaCare Rehabilitation is the exclusive provider of physical therapy to the Philadelphia Eagles. With 90 locations in the Delaware Valley, NovaCare maximizes the physical well-being in patients of all ages and abilities. Our team of medical professionals puts you back in your game after surgery or injury. The Eagles choose NovaCare, so can you. Call 1-800-770-NOVA. NovaCare. Recovery starts here.
You're
the boss of your life, in charge of long weekends and longer retirements. Ask your financial professional how Lincoln Financial can help you take charge of your future.
Hey, Philly, what are you drinking?
Dunkin' all day. Go Eagles!
French vanilla, hot ice. Love them both.
Iced, of course.
Hot coffee, extra cream, extra sugar.
My city, my coffee. Philly runs on Dunkin'.
America runs on Dunkin'.
He drops into the end zone. He pumps. He looks. He is going deep. And the pass is caught by DeSean Jackson.
Hi, I'm DeSean Jackson. You're watching PhiladelphiaEagles.com.
All right, Dave Spadaro, Jeremiah Trotter, let's go to Kenny in New York. Kenny, thanks for joining us tonight.
What's going on, Dave? What's going on, Trotter? Long time, man.
Yeah, frustrating.
Very frustrating. Can I vent for a second? One second. Who's the leader on defense? That's why I want to know who's the man who's going to step up and say, let's get off the field.
I don't know that. I don't know the answer to that question.
Me too. I'm confused. Avery ran the same play like two times on 3rd and 19. Like, Dave, it's so frustrating, man. And why are we running the 3-4 when we don't have the personnel? It's like very, man, Dave, I'm going crazy here.
I think the reason they run a 3-4 is because that's what Chip Kelly wants to run. I mean, not to be smug with the answer, but I don't really
necessarily understand.
An answer for you.
I don't understand the scheme, Dave.
Kenny, I am frustrated too, but I think we all agree that this is a work in progress, okay?
Of course, absolutely.
So it is going to take some time. And I don't think, Trot, I think you'd agree here, I think, Kenny, the personnel's not all here yet for the defense. It's just not all here yet. You don't have prototype linebackers. And this is why, in the first round of the draft, had Deion Jordan been there at 4, it would have been likely that he'd have been a Philadelphia Eagle.
Yeah.
So,
but you know what? I will have to say, though, all the personnel is not there. But 3rd and 15, 3rd and 19, you can get a college defense and get off the field on 3rd and 15, 3rd and 19. I think they have to narrow those plays. There's only a certain amount of plays you can run on 3rd and 19. The coach doesn't have those plays in his playbook.
Exactly.
It's screen pass, draw play, and maybe a run just to get off the field. You have to be talking in the huddle. Hey, guys, watch out for these three things.
Exactly.
Kenny, thanks for the call. Jeremiah, would you guess, and we don't know, we're not in the huddle, is somebody not stepping up and being that guy to make the plays?
You know what? I don't know. I'm not in the huddle.
Yep.
And when you're not in the huddle, you can't say. But based on all the guys' play, no one was looking for that play at any point during the game.
Final score, 26-16. Eagles fall to the Kansas City Chiefs. I think we're going to wait and try to wait as long as we can for LeSean McCoy to come out. You see McCoy's big night, really carrying the offense. Michael Vick, 13 of 30. And interestingly, Jeremiah, head coach Chip Kelly talking more about the pressure allowed by the Eagles' offensive line rather than the play of the quarterback. Your opinion on Michael Vick tonight?
I think Vick, he had a lot of turnovers. The offense sputters. I think the offense goes as he goes. He has to stop staring his receivers down. I think that's one of the reasons why you see defensive linemen and linebackers get a lot of tip balls because he's staring down the receivers. If he learned to look them off, now the defensive line has to stay in their normal pass rush lane, then he can get rid of the ball quickly before they can get their hands
up. Yeah, a lot of balls knocked down tonight.
Right. Has nothing to do with his height. You know, Drew Brees, he's shorter than Michael Vick.
Right.
But because he looks off defenders and looks off defensive linemen, you're seeing those guys, they know when they're facing a shorter quarterback that they can get their hands up. That's just as good as a pressure or a sack. And you're starting to see a lot more defensive linemen do that these days.
215-320-5170, the telephone number here, PhiladelphiaEagles.com, our postgame show presented by Rico. The Eagles are off until Tuesday now, so what happens in the next few days? The coaching staff gets it together, goes through everything, some self-correction time. Probably not any major changes in terms of schemes. I mean, you really can't change things right now. But I'll be interested to see as What does Chip Kelly do moving forward? New coach, you were here when Andy Reid came in. Started slowly for you. What did he do to turn it around?
I mean, we know it's a building process. He just has to, right now, the strong part of this team is our offense. And the offense has to continue to go out and put up and make plays week in and week out until they can rebuild a defense.
Yeah. All right, let's go back to the telephones and go to Illinois and talk to Jason. Jason joins us late at night. Jason, thanks for the phone call.
Man, I'm happy I finally got through. I think I called a couple times before.
Well, thank you. Thanks for keep trying.
I'm in the Bears country, so it's kind of tough here. They won't shut up. But one of my things is I haven't seen great adjustment in the play calling. Normally when you get man-to-man, especially when you have players that have a hard time getting off a bump and run, you will usually see some type of mesh concept or a lot more crossing routes. And I haven't seen that type of adjustment come from Chip Kelly. And that's one of the things that's kind of bothering me is, like, sometimes it seems like he's a little stubborn and want to stay within a certain – you either want to go downfield or he wants to – or even screens. I haven't even seen screens called, man.
Well, the Eagles, I think teams are also scheming to take McCoy out of that screen game, no?
Well, even just like what the Chiefs did tonight, you can run tunnel screens. Basically, that's what they were running from the outside receiver. They were running tunnel screen underneath the linebacker's drop. But we weren't. Like I said, I hadn't seen the basic adjustment to man-to-man coverage, especially when you get in a single hard safety and everybody matched up man-to-man.
Right.
The crossing concept.
Well, the first problem is
for the call, Jason.
Thanks, Jason. The first problem is we don't have Jeremy Maclin. That's hurting us. Two, Selleck can't get open. Cooper can't get open. Those guys are matching up across the board. And when your safety, and I know Eric Berry is a good safety. He was drafted first round, top safety. But when your safety can come down and absolutely shut down a tight end or receiver during the course of the game, you're in for a long day. And I think tonight showed up, us not having Maclin. That really hurt us.
Yeah, there's going to have to be some adjustments made. There's no question about it. And Chip's a smart guy. He's got a terrific offensive mind. Eagles need to win the battle. I think the first thing, and Chip talked about it, the first thing that the Eagles need to do is win the battle at the line of scrimmage. That's something that they really didn't do tonight.
Tough day.
And when you can't win the battle at the line of scrimmage, it's tough to get anything going offensively. Let's go to Avery in Texas, who joins us on the postgame show. Avery, thanks for joining us.
Hey, not a problem. Hey, Dave, Jeremiah, how you guys doing, man?
Disappointed.
I am too, man. One of the things I agree with that Chip Kelly talked about, and that's not blaming anybody. You know, the offensive line kind of fell apart. And I think if we had the offensive line and everybody line up like they should, do their part, the defense wouldn't have been put in the predicament that they was put in. You know what I mean? So I kind of felt like everybody should just point the finger at themselves and build that aggression up and go out there and do what they're supposed to do.
Avery, there's no question. Tonight, as well as on Sunday, every phase of the Eagles had a hand in the defeat. I mean, and I think Chip said that. And when you start the game giving up, as Jeremiah said, the big kickoff return, and then your defense steps up and holds, you feel like, all right, we got out of that one. And then Demaryius Johnson fumbles the punt. That puts your defense in a big hole. And then you hold them again to a field goal. You feel, okay, all right, this is not a great start. I'm going to dig out of this. And then they get the interception going back the other way. And even with all of that, turnovers in the first half, offense not able to score. LeSean McCoy scores the touchdown. You're only down a touchdown. They have the ball at their own 5-yard line in the fourth quarter. Defense, get a stop and get the offense back on the field. Didn't happen.
Yeah. And I think by that time they were pretty exhausted. They've been doing they did good. We got to give them some credit now, you know. But like Jeremiah was talking about, they got to get those 3rd and 15s and everything like that. And there was one time it was 1st and 20 on their side, and that should have been an automatic stop. I knew back in the days when Jeremiah and Brian was playing, you don't see that. You didn't see nobody getting on 1st and 20 on us like that back in the day. So this got to definitely stop. And I mean, everybody should probably go look at themselves in the mirror. And then just reflect and then go back with all guns firing because they got Peyton coming into town. I mean, they have to go to Peyton. So things like this, we got to clean this up big time.
Hey, Avery, thanks very much for the telephone call. All right, good stuff. Jeremiah, Eagles need to Take advantage of this weekend. Tough road ahead. Denver Broncos in, 10 days? Peyton Manning. And then the New York Giants. So then you get back into the NFCs, the New York Giants on the road, Tampa Bay on the road. Chip's going to find out a lot about his football team over the next 3 weeks.
It's a tough stretch, man. You got to go to Denver and face Peyton in Denver. They're playing very well right now, but they have a few extra days to prepare. Hopefully the offense can get rolling and stay consistent throughout the season because they're going to need their offense. You know, the one thing Andy had, he could always bank on the defense down the tough stretches until he rebuilt the offense. Mm-hmm. And, Chip is going to need that offense to score points.
And the special teams, who had played so well through two games,
right,
really struggling tonight. The fumbled punt, the missed field goal, the two-point conversion that failed.
Big kick return. Opening kick return. They had a tough night tonight.
Yeah, and listen, it's in all three phases of a game that win. All right, Donovan McNabb gets his number retired tonight. Really warm and wonderful halftime ceremony. Jeremiah, you obviously a teammate of Donovan's.
Yeah.
How do you feel about career he had and the good times you had here in Philadelphia?
Donovan deserves everything he gets, man. He's the best quarterback in the Eagles' history. Won a lot of games for us. And, when we saw that number 5 come out the tunnel, we knew we had a great chance to win ball games. And it was great playing with him, great competitor, obviously gifted athletically, and just came to work. Came to work every weekend and put it on the line.
And, when you start a new era, which is what the Eagles are going through right now, you go through some growing pains, you develop a personality, leadership, and then it just kind of all clicks. The camaraderie really builds. It happened early with you guys, with Donovan at quarterback, with Andy Reid as the head coach, and a defense that was had a lot of pieces in place. And, of course, Andy gives you a shot at middle linebacker, and things really took off.
Yeah, we was fortunate, man, to especially my second year.
Mm-hmm.
And Andy went out and drafted Donovan, and we knew from the first day in practice that he was going to be special. And, we just tried to stay hungry and try to hold the team down on the defense side of the ball. We knew eventually Andy was going to turn that offense around, and he did.
Yeah. Well, let's hope this Eagles team takes advantage of this weekend, turns things around. A little bit of rest for a team that has played 3 games in 11 days. No excuses. Chip Kelly's saying it tonight. Absolutely no excuses. The Kansas City Chiefs had the same schedule, short week, but it comes down to execution, individual execution. And look, Houston had 4.5 sacks. That just can't happen. All right? That, against an offensive line that you expect to be outstanding, Trot. Yeah. Justin Houston dominated this football game.
They struggle. Jason Peters struggled. I haven't seen Jason Peters struggle like that in a long time.
And, yeah.
How you pronounce the guy's name?
Tamba Ali. He brings it off the edge.
He was an absolute beast over there tonight. Yeah. And he gave.
And Derek Johnson chasing down the football at linebacker. Eric Berry.
That front four was nice. It was nice.
The Chiefs had 5 players in the Pro Bowl last year on defense. We understand why.
They have a good
football team over there. So they're off to a 3-0 start. The Eagles drop to 1-2. Long season ahead for the Eagles. It's going to be a fascinating ride. We hope they can bounce back, see how they bounce back against the Denver Broncos 2 Sundays from now. Jeremiah Trotter, thanks for joining us here on the postgame show presented by Rico. I'm Dave Spadaro. We are back on Tuesday. I'm sorry, we're back tomorrow. Chip Kelly's day after press conference. Eagles Live coming your way. Make sure you're with us and find out after film review what the head coach has to say about this 26-16 loss to the Kansas City Chiefs. We thank you for joining us, everyone. Have yourselves a great Eagles night.